This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk now, Manny. Is it okay to on the phone right now and talk to Charles, because there's a lot going on and you probably need to get a few things off your mind, right? 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. We are 6 days from a huge election, ladies and gentlemen. 6 days until election day. We are in the 84th day of activity that is eco-terrorism, that is terrorizing, that is an assault on private property rights. It continues in Morton County, North Dakota, as I speak at this very moment. I can't wait for the day I get to go on the air and say, enough already. It's done. It's over. You know, they've left. They've heeded the call of their elders. They've heeded the call of others. And there is a lot of good things going on. I really have to commend the tribal leadership that has taken control and said, Chairman Archibald, this isn't working. So I guess we better say, hey, if you are not here for anything other than a prayerful, peaceful protest, leave, please. And, you know, how you say that and the way you say it, they're being very careful about. But that continues as well, and I will continue to keep you posted. I got, in fact, a text at about 6 this morning from someone saying, why are there 40 cars, squad cars, highway patrol, sheriffs, heading south on 1806 out of Mandan? We did a little checking. It's actually the shift change that's going to be occurring, so you'll be seeing a fair amount of that because they're changing locations on where they do the shift changes at. But there's still activity. There's still things going on. There's plotting, planning. You know, they're acting as though it's quieting down, but it's not. I want to talk a little bit about the election here this first half hour. Get your take. Where do you think this race is at? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? What's going on from your perspective? Todd, the radio god, is tied up in some meetings today, so he's not going to be here. When Manny gets here, we'll ask him. We won't ask Charles to put him on the spot, but he's busy taking some calls right now. But I want to know what you think, okay? I want to know what you think. So call us up at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. You can also text me today at 701-367-2054. You can also email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you today by North Dakota Oil Can and the North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors, who also are helping us bring a very, I think, valuable event for employers. If you're an employer, especially in the oil and gas industry, but anything, and you do not have a healthy contingent of veterans on your payroll, I really want you to come to this meeting 1 week from tomorrow, November 10th at Minot State University. Fortis Energy is putting on a veteran-friendly employer summit to get some discussion going about how we can be better about hiring more vets. Congressman Kevin Cramer, who will be here, by the way, next hour on the program for the Talk Radio Town Hall, will talk a little bit about this as well, is going to be the keynoter at that. He's going to talk about how veterans have helped him as a congressman. He has a veterans advisory board. He hires veterans, and he certainly has them in his staff, but he's also used them in his veterans advisory board. I think we all can do it better, and, of course, it's Veterans Day next week. We have a lot of fun planned for you there as well. Anyway, also on the program today, bottom of this hour, the races for a lot of things are underway, in addition to the president and the governor and things we probably spend the most time talking about, a lot of legislative races. And there is one particular race, District 46, which is South Fargo You have incumbent Democrat George Sinner, son of the former governor. And you have Jim Roars, a businessman extraordinaire. And these two are going at it. You can't believe the ads that are flying. And so we're gonna break down the ad war and let each respond to the other's ad. We invited both here. Jim Roars has accepted, and I guess George Sinner has a conflict. But we will do our best to play both ads and let you hear that. So that's coming up on the program today as well. Stay tuned. Now to the bottom. I want to know what you're feeling, what you're hearing in this race. Okay, tell me that. You know, this election. What are you hearing? What do you think is going to happen 6 days from now as they count the votes? We're going to wake up 1 week from today. What's the headline going to be? Tell me that. What are you feeling right now? Okay? 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in even before we started on the air today. How about that?
Yeah, good morning. Yesterday was the second day of early voting in Ward County, and I was there around 11 o'clock, and the line was out the door. The room was full, and I asked the ladies there. She says, it was the same day yesterday, so it looks like a going to be a large turnout. I've seen young people, old people. I've seen all kinds of different age groups there, so it's pretty well covered with the people of North Dakota, so... going to be a big one the way it looks to me. Anyway, have a good day.
All right. You've seen that kind of excitement where you're voting? Thanks for the call, by the way. Let me know that. I don't like early voting. I've done it before as a convenience thing. I'm going to be out of town or traveling or whatever. But, you know, things can happen. I want all the information before I go vote. Look at folks who did early voting before we knew the FBI was again investigating Hillary Clinton. Not that some of those... folks would change their mind, but you know what I'm saying? Jeff, Jamestown, what's on your mind?
I flipped a coin and Trump won, so that's who I got to vote for. But watching the polls this morning, this is a 50-50 dead heat. No matter who wins, don't you think there's going to be a real pushback from the loser, no matter which one it is? We'll be in the same gridlock crap we've been in for 20 years?
Well, that's why I'm praying, Jeff, for the momentum that started about 10 days ago to continue. Because here's my quick analysis on the polls. If you go back and look at the momentum, you know, and I can't find good news for Hillary Clinton anywhere in the polls today. But I couldn't find good news for her in the polls before the FBI thing either. The momentum was all at Trump. Now, it was incremental. It was little by little. But it's continued. Now, what we don't know, and I think we're starting to see some signs of it from, well, there's one poll now, 5 points that Trump is up. But most of it is what you say, a dead heat now. But it's gone from Trump is down by 4, 5, 6, 7 points to a dead heat in some of those polls. I think all the momentum that has led up to last Friday is continuing and is going to continue to the election. Now, things can change, something can come out, I don't know. But I'm saying if nothing else... is out in the way of a bombshell, I don't think this is going to be close. I really don't.
I do, but either one of these two candidates, I don't have any substance. The old crap from either one of them, oh, it's going to be great. Now, I see nothing I can hang my hat on of what we're going to do. It's they're shooting from the hip. I kind of feel like I'm in the, there's a tornado, and I'm in the root cellar waiting to come out.
Now, Jeff, I will tell you, it's a funny analogy. I can see you in the root cellar there. I have felt the same way a few times during the last year and a half. But I must tell you, I have come to the opinion that if you make it about personalities, in other words, I don't like Trump, I don't like his actions, and not about his policies, you're going to think like you do. I'm not voting for Donald Trump next Tuesday. I'm voting for what he tells me he's going to do with the Supreme Court. I'm doing it for what he tells me he's going to do about the border. I'm doing it for what he says he's going to do about the economy. Donald Trump's policy on the economy can wipe out the debt. I'm voting for his energy policy, right? So I take the personalities out of it. Vote for the person, vote for the policy, not the person. That having been said, let me say one other thing, and I'll let you respond to see if I'm crazy or not. You just said, it's going to be the same anyway. It's the same old stuff, same old crap. I don't think so. because Donald Trump has destroyed what we knew about presidential elections. This is his first run for office ever, and it's for president of the United States. So I think he goes in there and is able to drain the swamp because he doesn't need K Street to survive. He doesn't need lobbyists. He could break the mold, is what I'm thinking, Jeff. Am I wrong?
You're wrong. He does not have the clout as the president to get rid of lobbyists. They're embedded with all of Congress. You think you're going to wipe that out in one fell swoop? Maybe he can. Maybe not, but I don't know. I really don't know how he's going to do it. It's been tried before. They're embedded too deep. I wish it would.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. That's a long haul, but I'm saying it's so different that it has the potential to rock the world as we know it and how they operate, because they all have their constituencies. Lobbyists aren't going to go away. And by the way, I don't have a problem with lobbyists in the sense of, look, if I want members of Congress to have information, and lobbyists bring information, and they just need to hear both sides. But I'm just saying the system, the establishment, really gets upended with a Trump victory. Let's go to Minnesota next when we come back.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa weed scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind, folks? 6 days till election day. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is unavoidably detained today. He'll be back tomorrow. Just go back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. You can text us. I had my phone upside down. I won't do that anymore. 701-367-2054. Give me your election headline. All right, I want your election headline. 1 week from today, you're going to open up the paper the morning after the election, and what's the headline? All right? What's going to happen? What are you feeling? What's going on? Any other races you want to tell me about, that's okay, too. Barnesville, Minnesota is where Gene is at. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Say, middle of October, took a trip to New England for the car, 3,500 miles, 13 states, one Hillary sign in Vermont. Every state was Trump. I toured Fenway Park one day, a tour of 30 people. All I heard was Trump, Trump, Trump. I think we have a lot of closet Trump fans that are, I don't know what the word is, afraid to bring it out. But I agree with you. It's going to be a blowout. I think Trump is, he cares about America. And he hasn't even stepped into the White House. Look what he's done with the corruption. He's uncovered it. It's not all him, but what he's brought out is amazing.
It really is. It's refreshing. Not to mention, I have to tell you this. We had some friends over in one of the debates, and it was a middle debate, and all watched the debates like we were watching the Super Bowl, right? And my wife was a little anxious about it, almost didn't want to do it. She didn't like watching with me because I get too intense, right? And I'm just trying to, you know, jump up and down. So she knew if we had the neighbors over, I'd behave, and we could just watch
right.
it. I'm telling you, grown adults jumping up and down, screaming and hollering, going, can you believe he is saying what he's saying? I mean, because you wanted it from Mitt Romney. You wanted it from John McCain. You wanted it from George W. Bush. No Republicans, no conservatives ever defend basic common sense and what we stand for. And the guy isn't afraid to do it.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I'm with you. I think a lot of people are in that camp, although he maybe does it a little too far, but I love the way he's dialed it back here for the closing argument. He's doing pretty good the last week or so here.
Absolutely. The sensitivity of America has changed. I mean, the political correctness has got to go. You got to have winners. You got to have losers. Let's go.
Let me talk about that for a second, Gene. I think, and I've said this before, going back to Fort Hood and other things, political correctness is deadly. It's deadly. It's that serious. It isn't just, I'm worried I'm going to offend anybody. Let me give you an example that could have been deadly that isn't. I will take to my grave that I believe that we now are on day 84, this whole Dakota Access Pipeline protest that now is a worldwide story. You had President Obama weighing in on it last night and saying dumb stuff as usual. We're going to play that clip next hour because he's weighed in on this now. Wants to play this out. Let it play out. That's what he said. But anyway, that's just a dog whistle for more of the eco-terrorists to swarm into Morton County now. Thank you very much, Mr. President. But here's the deal. The reason we're still talking about this, Gene, on day 84 is political correctness, right?
Right.
Because it was like, okay, we can't tell them to get off that ground because they're Native American. Well, I don't care
right.
if they're you know, Norwegian, Swedish, Native American. The point is they are where they are not supposed to be. Why? I mean, just
right.
don't look at any decision based on who you're talking to in the sense of the color of their skin or anything else. Is it right or is it wrong? What's so hard
Absolutely.
About that?
They knew they were wrong. It's just, I truly believe I'm willing to risk the next 4 years of my life for a change. What Trump can get done, who knows? But we got to start over. If anybody could vote for Hillary, knowing what's going on with the Clinton Foundation, should be ashamed of themselves. It's embarrassing. They are screwing America. Let's go. Let's get America back. If you want to come into the United States, do it the right way. Contribute, pay taxes. Let's roll. Otherwise, stay out of our hair. Let us become great again. And who knows, in 4 years, Donald might get another 40. But I think...
Great call, Gene. I appreciate the comments very much. I hope you call again. Please do. Another Minnesota caller. Let's go to Mike in Perham. What's on your mind?
I got to tell you, I'm afraid I almost started my day off wrong, almost spilled my coffee when I listened to Fox News and Hillary saying how Donald Trump has mistreated women. Excuse me? Does Jennifer Flores, does Kathleen Willey ring a bell? I mean, like, I feel that Hillary should look at the old axiom that says people live in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks. And as far as the people of America, we've all had our shoulder to the wheel for a long time, and it has been moving. And now it's starting to move, and we can look over to our right, and there's Donald Trump with his shoulder to the wheel with us, helping to move it. And as far as I'm concerned, my money is on Donald Trump.
Great call, Mike. What can you say? You can't say better than that. You did well. Thank you. Stephen Billings, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey, I think Trump's going to win. At least I think he's got a very, very good shot at it. But I want everybody to keep something in mind. I would have preferred voting for Ted Cruz. As things turned out, I did end up voting for Darrell Castle from the Constitution Party. But once the election is over and Trump wins, assuming he wins, I think it's very likely that the Republicans, at least a significant number of them, will join with the Democrats to attempt to impeach Donald Trump. As I think they want him gone that badly that they'll do that. And, I don't know.
We started talking about this earlier when somebody said no matter who wins, it's going to be ugly. The other side's going to be doing all kinds of things. That's why I think if this momentum continues, and I don't want a squeaker. I want a double-digit victory for Donald Trump, and then all that stuff goes away. So,
I don't think so. I don't think that goes away at all, because I think the establishment from the Republican Party is more than willing to stab their own party in the back in order to be rid of Trump. I hear you.
There'd be plenty of opportunities for them to try that. I just think that there's enough of a force here. Look at Paul Ryan. And who else did I just see came out and kind of said, all the wishy-washy folks that didn't want to say nice things about Donald Trump, they're already starting to say nice things about Donald Trump. So I think that'll change. That doesn't mean you don't watch them and watch them close. Robert Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. You know, as I think about Hillary and I think about her supporting abortion, you know, it just turns my stomach, especially when she talks about partial birth abortions. And I'm just wondering if your listeners really understand what partial birth abortion is. You know, they take the baby and they turn it so it's a breech baby. The feet come out, the shoulders, and all that's left inside the mother is the head.
And you know what?
The baby is
it's horrible. It's horrific. And guess what? One Republican candidate for president in my lifetime, in my memory, actually made the point you're making on the stage in a debate against Hillary Clinton. And that person was Donald J. Trump, someone that hasn't been pro-life his entire life, but is now, and will put judges there to say this holocaust of abortion, this murdering of innocent people that's done in the name of the Supreme Court law right now, will end, if I have anything to say about it, is a miracle. It's unbelievable. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. That's right. You got to be mobile these days, don't you? Take your devices with you. And I know when I say B-Mobile, you say, yeah, my phone, my tablet. B-Mobile's the place. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Bodno, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes. If there's a location probably near you at bmobile.com. So connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. And ask them about Hum. That's that perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. Great deal on that right now, especially if you have a teen getting their license. You can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Here's Dwayne in New Ulm, Minnesota. What's on your mind, Dwayne?
Hey, I was looking through Facebook yesterday, and I found something on the National Report. And it's saying that Obama is going to use his powers to pardon Hillary Clinton for Benghazi, the email scandals, everything about it. And that's just wrong. Very wrong.
Yeah, obviously, somebody's speculating that's the case, but would it surprise you if it happened, Dwayne?
Oh, no, not in one bit. Just shows all the money and power, what can be done with it. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Hey, by the way, are there? We had a lot of calls from folks who say, I can't believe it, but I'm seeing a lot of Trump signs in Minnesota. It's in Minnesota. Is there a lot where you are?
I drive truck, and, you know, that's all we see is Trump, 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 Trump. And then you'll get that one Hillary. Like, oh, my God. That's how different it is. There are a lot of Trump signs out here.
Appreciate the call, Dwayne. Nice hearing from you. We've heard today from South Dakota, North Dakota, a bunch, obviously, from North Dakota, a bunch from Minnesota, Montana. And it really feels like folks feel a little bounce in their step on this race. Pretty neat. I want to turn our focus. By the way, we're going to return to this topic with the senior energy advisor for Donald Trump, Kevin Cramer, our congressman, who has been one of those individuals that's on a short list to be the next Secretary of Energy if Donald Trump is elected. I'm not sure we want to give him up as congressman, but we're going to chat with him next hour. We'll talk more about that on the program. Also, I should tell you that we have a after-the-show today lined up. We tried to do it yesterday, and the guest had to postpone, but we are doing it today. A senior Trump advisor from New York City and Trump headquarters joining us after the show today on Facebook Live. So Listen for that on the program. There are a lot of heated races going on across the state of North Dakota, but none more probably than District 46, a Senate race between the incumbent George Sinner and his challenger Jim Roars. Not often you see television ads in a legislative race, but that's actually going on right now. Jim Roars joins us. We asked George Sinner to join us as well, and he declined, as he has repeatedly in previous invites. Unfortunately, we're trying. Jim, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great today, Scott. Thank you for having me on.
Good to see you.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So I'm going to play one of your ads here, and so folks get a little flavor, because you were the first candidate to do television in this particular race, and it's unusual in a legislative race. Why did you decide to do television ads? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the reason we went to television is because name recognition was our challenge, and our advisors felt that the best way for us to get the name recognition piece addressed was go to the TV medium.
And you were telling me that, you know, people at election time sort of expect to see candidates on TV. It's just it's a way you introduce yourself. It's a way you address issues that come up. And you've got an ad that is part positive and part here's what you need to know about my opponent. But it makes a difference when you go door to door.
Well, it really does. People now can put a face with the name and, of course, a party with the face. And so that's been extremely important. I've gotten tremendous feedback when I'm going door to door. People will say to me, oh, I know you. I saw you on TV. Well, that's the feeling they've dispensed, and we really think it's been effective. So,
all right. So here is, let's see. I'm flying blind here. I don't know which ad I'm going to play. Yours or yeah, this is your ad. So let's run this ad and we'll talk a little bit about it. And by the way, any questions or comments for Jim are certainly welcome today too. And our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number. You can also text me 701-367-2054 with your questions. Here's
George Sinner, career politician. Again and again, George Sinner voted for higher taxes and wasteful spending. He's always found time to vote for taxes, but when there were critical votes on property tax reform and school funding, Sinner skipped the votes to take a vacation. We need Jim Roars, a business leader focused on our economy. Roars will grow jobs and balance the budget. Jim Roars, business leader, not a career politician.
All right, I don't see that as being super negative. I have to tell you, it's the first time I saw the ad, because I don't watch TV, but I don't have time. But you know, it's a good ad. I guess the quote-unquote negative part of that is you're making a factual statement about him taking a trip when there were votes, right?
And what we tried to do there was just point to a couple items where we differ, and then, of course, talk about the positive parts of our campaign where people need to get to know their candidates. And so it talked about my business experience, my business, my leadership here in the community, and spun the positive side. We didn't, you know, we didn't go negative like we could have, but we just touched a little bit on differences more than anything.
Yeah. And talk about the major charge in here against your opponent is, hey, you're missing votes when you shouldn't be. What are you talking about there? What happened?
Well, there was a number of votes that George skipped out on in the last couple of days of the last session, and that were very important, where, you know, there was the K-12 education funding bill. There was the funding for infrastructure projects that he skipped the vote on, tax assessments, the bill that dealt with property tax assessments, the university systems budget, and the appropriation of new building projects. He skipped out on that. So there were some major issues where, you know, he absolutely had a responsibility to the community to be there for. Now, he took off on a family vacation. It's very difficult for me to understand why you would plan a vacation 2 days before the session is over. And now after 4 years, he says, well, he had a family emergency, a medical emergency. I'm surprised it would take 4 years for that to come to the surface. So I don't quite buy it.
So the story's changed.
The story's changed slightly, but the most important thing is that he just missed critical voting issues.
I said yesterday on the air, Jim, that one thing I think people need to think about is the next legislative session, and quite honestly, the next few years are going to be bumpy in North Dakota, nowhere near the situation you've had prior to this, right? We've seen what happens. You got a collision of of you know oil prices being down and commodity you know ag commodities being down as well on a tough time. I you know as a North Dakotan, I want Democrat or Republican, I don't care whoever's in that chair. I want people that have seen tough times, know how to tighten a belt, and it's sort of the Donald Trump factor in a little way. In other words, they've come out of the quote unquote political world and pull some folks from the business world to sit there and go to work. And if I'm comparing George Sinner's resume to your resume in that regard, there's no contest. I think people need to know the business you built with your family and your partner and the company, because you know that's quite an amazing accomplishment.
Well, thank you. I will just briefly try and respond to that because I've got 45 years of history to talk about. But, you know, I started as a one-man operation. I did basement remodeling and garages. That's what I started with in 1976. I've grown this company to a company that does over $122 million of annual sales in our companies altogether. So, yes, we've managed many budgets. We've created budgets. We've managed them. We've had to make the tough calls over the years when you know, there wasn't enough revenues. People had to be laid off. We had to make cuts. So I know how to do that. I know I feel that that would absolutely be one of the strengths that I could bring to Bismarck. I know we have to do some serious cutting right now. And I think the people of Fargo-Moorhead area understand that. That's why Doug Burgum has been so successful. Doug Burgum knows how to manage company, knows how to, he knows what it's like to have to make payroll. You know, I've always had this experience, this one experience that has stayed with me forever. And this was back in the 80s when interest rates were 18%. I had to make a decision. Do I make payroll or do I make my mortgage payment on my house? Well, I made payroll. I let my mortgage payment go delinquent, but I got it back up. I eventually got back on top of the game. And that's an experience that not many people really have. You know, it really kind of grounds you when you really have to make those tough decisions as to how do you keep your business afloat? How do we take care of our most important priorities? And I think going into Bismarck, we need to roll back to 2009 and 11 budgets and start working right there because that's where our revenues are going to be at.
I want to play this ad and give you a chance to respond. That it's been a response, I guess, to the ad that you had that we played and give you an opportunity. This is George Sinner's ad, so as we did for Jim, we're going to play his ad as well and give Jim a chance to respond. Here we go.
Lynn was fined nearly $10,000 for clean water violations. And while your property's valuation keeps going up, Roar's got special exemptions to pay less in property taxes. If this is what kind of neighbor he is, what kind of state senator will he be? Jim Roar's Wrong for Fargo. Paid for by the North Dakota Democratic NPL Party. Colleen Papelka, treasurer.
All right, so that's not even by the Sinner campaign. That's by the Republican Party that's paying for the ad, huh?
A Democrat Party.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Democratic Party puts that out. The party itself, obviously. And by the way, we should tell folks this is the race everybody's watching. 46 and 44, the two races for the entire state. I have not heard anybody said this is the most important race. So, I think that's something that folks need to pay attention to. What do you want to tell us about what he said in the end?
Well, let me first address him as he brought him up. You know that we had a $9,250. A $50 penalty assessed against us by the EPA for water problems. And this was a project in Minot, North Dakota in 2013. The project was about 35 acres large. It was over $55 million of work that we were doing as a co-developer, with another partner in North Dakota. And we had over 29 inches of rain that summer. Everything was inundated with water, and our silt fence got washed out. EPA came by, saw the silt fence was washed out, and they assessed us the fine. We never argued it. We paid it. It wasn't worth arguing in a $50 million project. So to say that we got a penalty, yes, that happens on occasion that you have a little blip in the radar and you end up paying a penalty. So I don't think that that should bode as being a huge issue.
All right, hang on. Hold that thought. We'll get the rest of this on the other side of the break with Jim Morris, candidate for Senate, District 46.
Don't go away. That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
No one predicted cattle prices would fall faster than ever before the year after our cattle herd shrank to a 70-year low. Something's wrong with our cattle markets when retail prices stay high while cattle prices tumble. Windfall profits are being made, but at the expense of U.S. ranchers. Come to Kiss Livestock Auction Company, Mandan, North Dakota, at 7 p.m. on November 15th to learn from RCAF USA what is causing today's cattle market meltdown and what you can do to fix it.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com. Have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hammond. Check out this 2013 new Case IH 1255 planter. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, two-point hitch, drive clutch, bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, fertilizer with a tank bulk fill on it, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Check it out at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll save 11%.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Titan Outlet. You tell them Scott sent you, they're going to give you 11% off. I got to get that planter sold by the end of the week, or I might get fired. I don't want to get fired. So if you need a Case IH planters, 2013 planter, but it's brand new. It's never been in the field. It's aged inventory. And a great deal. TitanOutletStore.com is the telephone number. Is the name or what you're looking for. The website is TitanOutletStore.com. The phone number is 218-233-3700. Or you can stop and see them in Glendon. And you tell them Scott sent you, and they give you 11% off. A 2013 Case IH 1255 planter, 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, two-point hitch, drive clutch, bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute on it, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, The way you're nodding, Jim, I think you might need this at the farm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I sure like it.
Mention my name, 11% off, Case IH 1255 Planner, TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-23. What the heck is that? It's gone now. All right.
We lost you there for a second, Scott.
Well, you lost the connection, and now we're back.
Yeah.
All right. I thought maybe you were shutting everything off. You're so mad Norv Turner got her fired, so you just got mad. We do have a little breaking news out of the Vikings camp. Norv Turner, the offensive coordinator, fired. Holy buckets. Anyway, more on that later on in the program, but now we're back, and we don't know why we lost you. Jim Roars is here. And, Jim, we are back to having you respond to your opponent's ads. What's he talking about when he says special exemptions, criticizing you for special exemptions? What's that about?
Well, the city of Fargo has implemented some incentive programs. These are not exemptions. They're incentive programs. Some of them are called pilots. Some are called TIFs. Some are called Renaissance Zones. We happen to have utilized the pilot and the TIF program on several projects, as many other developers in Fargo have, and that's why you've seen all the new development take place in the downtown areas and the areas around the campus. And we, you know, use that on Stop and Go Center and on the TLOS project up around North Dakota State University. And they've been very successful. And I think the public needs to understand that these programs pay for themselves. And in about 10 years, they return tenfold what they once did.
Well, I mean, my only point would be, I'm going to just interrupt you only to say this. You know, if you like those exemptions and incentives or you don't like them, talk to city councils, talk to legislators, talk to county commissions, because you're not doing anything that isn't available to anybody.
Absolutely not.
So, I mean, how that's a criticism of you, I have no idea.
I have no idea either, because frankly, I could show you.
Doug Burgum's doing the same thing downtown Fargo, and other developers are as well, and they should.
And many are.
They put a lot of dollars on the property tax roll, so that's almost like bringing in a different debate. What about these boarded up houses and like making it look like you're a slumlord or something?
Well, you know, exactly. That's what it's. Well, what a project starts like. You start buying distressed property, blighted property, and after you amass enough land or you can build a project, then it goes forward into a project. George made it look like I'm a slum landlord. We bought those houses. We boarded them up because they were so bad, we didn't feel that they were habitable. So for him to point that to a project that's boarded up and say, this is what Jim Roars is like, that's totally false.
Yeah.
The TLOS project, the Stop and Go Center, all started as 7 to 8 blighted properties. We leveled them. We raised the buildings. We put together the financing to build projects that one is $13 million, one is $24
million. Yeah, I defy anybody to look the before and after and say if this isn't a good idea and a great thing for you know, the NDSU area and everything else. How about, speaking of NDSU, they're claiming you have a conflict of interest.
Well, again, that's another play on words, okay? I was put on a committee over 10 years ago with Warren Dietrich, who had happened to be Kristen Dietrich's father-in-law, Bob Challey, Jim Whelan, Jeff Sloshman, a host of developers, Terry Stroh, in town here, to come up with a plan for the 1,400, 1,600, and 7,000. The 14, 15, and 1600 block up by NDSU, how could the foundation buy that property and create a value proposition for the NDSU students and faculty, for the NDSU campus? We did that over 10 years. We bought the whole 1600 block. Now we've moved it to the point where we want to create a student housing project. And so I did resign from the property committee to avoid a conflict of interest. And now I'm one of the three proposers still left in to execute the vision that we created over 10 years ago.
Well, if you've resigned from the committee to avoid a conflict of interest, how do you now raise the conflict of interest? I don't know. But that's folks need to know that's what's behind these ads. The truth is there. Give me 15 seconds on what you want folks to know as they go to the ballot.
I want people to understand that I will bring to Bismarck a sense of business experience that very few other people have. And again, I will play on Doug Burgum's shoulders here. That's why everybody wants Doug Burgum to be the next governor of North Dakota, because he is one solid businessman. He has been great for North Dakota. North Dakota's been good to him, and I want to do the same.
Good luck, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Roars has my vote. I hope he has yours. Folks in District 46, same with Shannon Roars and Jim Casper.
Hi, Scott Hannon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093 and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.